And it is time, once again, and the final time for me for the year, to talk a bit of sport with our good friend Will as part of the Community Armchair. Morning, Will.
Morning, Danny. How are you going?
Thank you very much for joining us here this morning. It is a rather somber morning, and I know that you're particularly feeling the effects of things. It is one of those things where we've sort of got to forge ever onwards with what we're
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. All I will say is that we need to show love and support to each other in awful times. I mean, it is an absolute tragedy. But as a young person in this city, what I've continually noticed as I've met more people is how united we are. Mm-hmm. We're so tolerant of each other, and we'll continue to be. So let's show that across the board.
That's very beautiful. Will, thank you very much for that. Now, because it's the last time for you and I to chop it up here in regards to sport for 2025, you've decided to deliver your top 10 sporting moments of the past 12 months from 10 to 1, starting with number 10, the Women's Ashes Australia 16-0 whitewash.
I mean, it was a demolition job, rivaling that of Riverfront Stadium. The Aussie women, led by the untouchable Alana King, were a bulldozer with a wrecking ball attached.
What a mixed metaphor.
against the England batting order. Bails and single fingers up in the air were a common sight in this series, as the Aussie women ran amok for the Ashes whitewash.
And staying with cricket, the Men's Australia Cricket, the Border Gavaskar Trophy win over India.
Yeah, a series that had it all. Mohammad Siraj turning heel, Sam Constance announcing himself on the world stage with audacious shot after audacious shot, Jasprit Bumrah making every Australian fan wake up in a cold sweat with his ability to summon wickets at will, that shoulder bump from Virat Kohli, and Australia's unshakable confidence in finding someone to step up when it mattered multiple times. A series tailor-made for the start of 2025.
You've also got at number 8, the 2025 Women's Euros semi-finals. England defeat Italy 2-1.
Out of an entire triumphant run for the England Lionesses to repeat as England as European champions, this was the defining victory of their 2025 Euros. When it looked like Italy bunkered down in defense up 1-0, Lionesses manager Sarina Wiegman subbed on multiple attackers in search of a goal, and the goals arrived. First, Michelle Agyemang saved England at the death, and Chloe Kelly followed up her saved penalty with a goal. That sent England to the final, where they defeated Spain on penalties.
And now this is one of the competitions of the year, the literal fury and fight of the NHL All-Star Four Nations face-off.
After years upon years of a famine of international hockey, the NHL and its very best players served up a feast. Multiple fights, many between the USA and Canada, Jordan Binnington stealing save after save, and Connor McDavid potting the winner to claim the Four Nations face-off for Canada.
Was there a more 2025
rivalry? There couldn't have been. It was set up perfectly.
Right, I got some notes on number 6. The Indiana Pacers NBA 2025 playoff run featuring 4 clutch Tyrese Halliburton shots.
I said many times throughout Indiana's playoff run that Tyrese Halliburton was an anime shonen protagonist, and it really felt that way. 4 clutch shots from Tyrese Halliburton, 3 of them game winners. Hallie just had this magnetism around him that carried the Pacers all the way to Game 7 of the NBA Finals, only for Halliburton himself to suffer an Achilles tendon tear in that very same Game 7, a brutal ending to an improbable run with the Oklahoma City Thunder as champions at the end of it.
And as much as I hate your guts, Tyrese Halliburton, I hope you get well soon. It was an awesome year for you. 2025, the MLB World Series, in which the LA Dodgers repeated as champions after an intense 7-game series that did go went right to the wire.
An amazing World Series, one of the best World Series I've ever seen. LA and Toronto fought to the absolute wire, an 18-inning Game 3, punctuated by a Freddie Freeman walk-off home run, Game 6's ground rule double drama, and the mastery of Yoshinobu Yamamoto winning a deserved World Series MVP. He was the first starting pitcher in the World Series since Randy Johnson in 2001 to record 3 wins in a single series.
And now we move into the rugby league portion of the program. At number 4, you've got both the 2025 NRL and NRLW grand finals.
I decided to lump them in together because Both grand finals were magnificent games. Despite my Roosters missing out on the perfect season in heartbreaking circumstances, the NRLW grand final with the two best teams in the competition by a mile didn't disappoint by any means. And then the NRL grand final served up yet another incredible Reece Walsh performance, going right down to the wire to win Brisbane their first title in 19 years.
Must be something with the name. So Reece and Tyrese both had banner 2025 years.
And is there something in the water?
The band Geese won the listeners poll there in Static last Thursday night.
I mean,
if your name ends with Ease,
there might be folks might be naming their kids Reece or Tyrese or some kind of Ease.
Clarice. Broncos and Panthers preliminary final at number 3.
Yeah, a week before that grand final, the stakes and narratives couldn't have been higher. Easily the best preliminary final I've ever witnessed. I was riding every single moment just because of how big the stakes were. Broncos down 10 at half. They worked themselves back into the game, defended multiple sets on their own line, and then finally the breakthroughs came. And that pass from Reece Walsh I thought was going to go out of bounds, but there was Dean Mariner.
Speaking of recent number 2, Broncos versus Raiders in the first round finals.
It was insanity. One of the most ridiculous games of rugby league I've ever seen. Once again, a Reece Walsh masterclass to drag Brisbane back into it with extra time, golden point extra time, and a field goal doinking off the post to boot. From who else but Ben Hunt? Staggering.
That's great stuff. And number 1, Luka Doncic traded to the Lakers.
There's been a lot of shocking trades in NBA history. But never has
none
there been
more shocking.
None more shocking than this one. I'm still serious when I say that this will go down as the most unexpected trade in NBA history. Once again, there was no indication from Luka that he was unhappy in Dallas, but the trade was made anyway, and there's been plenty to flow on since that Reece Walsh. Wow.
He's everywhere. He's playing basketball.
I can't escape Reece. But Luka Doncic, plenty to flow on from the Luka Doncic trade. He has been, as expected, fantastic for a performing Lakers team. And LeBron has actually been injured for a majority of this season so far, which is kind of rare for him. He's been remarkably durable throughout his illustrious career. But age is starting to catch up with everyone. Father Time is the most undefeated figure. The Mavericks, however, they got the first overall pick and drafted Cooper Flagg, a prodigious prospect, but they still need some time to develop around him. Kyrie Irving is still not back on the floor. Anthony Davis is, again, injured, which is what I was concerned about with the trade. Yeah, they will never be able to escape this trade. The two franchises, because of this trade, will forever be interlinked.
Thank you so much for your contributions, not just today, but all throughout the year, Will, as part of the community armchair. I really appreciate it. I know it takes a lot out of you. You don't really like watching sport, but you do it just for this segment, which is really nice of you.
That is complete disinformation right there. And I just want to say thank you. This is the 43rd episode of the year. I have been coming into the station for 43 times this year. I've woken up at 5 in the morning, gotten in at 10 past 6 and got myself ready for this, and I love doing it, and I will be back for 2026. You can't escape me that easily.
I don't know if I'm back there, that's all. It's De La Soul with Different World. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Danny.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, mate.
Happy holidays to all those who celebrate.